This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The family of Elijah McClain has reached a settlement with the city of Aurora over a federal rights lawsuit. A statement released Monday from attorneys representing Elijah's mother, Shanine, says the settlement resolves all claims raised in the lawsuit. The suit said the city, several police officers, and paramedics were responsible for McClain's death. He died in August 2019 after being stopped by Aurora police and given a sedative by paramedics. The officers and paramedics involved in his arrest were charged by a statewide grand jury last month. More than half of Latino residents in Colorado lost income during the pandemic and had difficulty paying their bills, according to a new survey released today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The Democratic research firm BSP polled 1,000 Latino adults. It found Latinos on the Western Slope were more likely to not have enough food to eat, and Latinos in the Denver metro area were most likely to have their pay cut or hours reduced during the pandemic. 40% of the state's Latino population had $1,000 or less saved for a financial emergency. Respondents said creating jobs was the top policy issue they wanted the government to address. The Colorado Organization for Latina Opportunity and Reproductive Rights commissioned the survey. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver's at 51 degrees at the moment. The high this afternoon will be 61 degrees, and it'll be a mostly cloudy, partly cloudy day. Pueblo is at 61 degrees and fair. The high today will be 71, and it should be a sunny, breezy afternoon. Meanwhile, Grand Junction is at 47 degrees. The high will be 55, and there's a slight chance of rain this morning.